Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, hello, hello again. This is Doc Rob Photostop, aka Zach, coming to you several years after the last episode of this show. And thank you so much to Blog Talk Radio for hosting and being an archive, being a time capsule. I went back into the archives and saw that all the shows I've done are still there, magically preserved, in all of their lo-fi, low audio quality phone in. What I did with my show is I kept it on the cheap and would just dial in using the cell phone, kind of like what I'm doing today. So hopefully you can hear me a-okay, and thank you so much for listening in. Where did the 3 years go? Holy cow, isn't that wild? So, and it's funny how time works out. A lot of things changed. A lot of things didn't really change. Just lived. And I didn't document it here, nor did I really document it over at the old, my blog. And that's what we're talking about today. Do we restart these things that, these hobbies, these pastimes, these mental exercises that we do, or do you, move on to other things, play video games, write books, take photographs, or all the above? How do you manage your time? And how did I manage my time? Well, I survived from September 14 till we're now in April. I started to say March 2017. Tried to advance the career. Actually got married, something that didn't think would ever really happen. Not that I had ever given up on the idea, but it wasn't anything that, as you get older, it was becoming, I guess, less of a motivator after a certain point. And sure enough, you meet somebody and that just blows you away and knocks you off your feet. And that was it. And we dated for a little while and just did it. I asked her, she said, yeah. And glad she said yes. And hopefully, I can be a good husband, something I have really no idea. I mean, I can emulate people that I've known over the years that I think that have been good husbands, and my dad, stepdad, and different friends and family that I've known, so that I can kind of emulate what they did. But at the end of the day, it's going to be, something I'm going to have to figure out how to do, because it's definitely a foreign concept. I never really dated a whole lot or went out with a lot of people. So, it's always kind of just didn't really do all that kind of stuff. One, I didn't have time. I started working right out of high school, and really before that, but full time going to school. I just never really put the whole romance kind of stuff forward. And I don't read a lot of fiction stuff, that deals with, personal relationships between couples. So it's kind of interesting to be, doing something that's a, 2,000-year-old, 4,000-year-old institution. How long have people been getting married? Who knows? I don't know. Don't really know. I'm several thousand years, I'm assuming, they've been partnering up. We've got humans floating around now. So there you go. Somebody got married or didn't get married and still made the humans. But you're listening to Doc Rob Photostop. This is show number one in 2017. Back to it, I wonder. And that's what we're talking about. Do you keep doing these shows? Do you want to keep doing these shows? For me, it was an outlet to help with just talking, getting stuff out there, not internalizing, letting people hear you. and creating that time capsule that you can look back and see the progress of a life or a career or just a moment in time. And then that's what I'm deciding. Do I keep this going? Do I keep the blog going? The Twitter account, you know, all the different little spots that you can find, especially in the internet universe, you know, that you can get your message out there, get your voice out there. But this is Doc Rob Photostop, Blog Talk Radio hosts for free here. They also have a paid option. So if you want to take these programs to the next level, this is a hobby you've ever wanted. This is an excellent and wonderful outlet. I'm glad it's here. And I'm definitely thankful for them for letting me talk. And if you ever want to talk, if you ever want to call into the show, your call-in number for today, and we are live. I'm coming to you from Tallahassee. It's 8:36 Eastern Time in the morning on a beautiful spring day. We didn't have winter, really, a couple cold nights, but that was it. Beautiful spring time situation has begun and is here now. But if you ever want to call in, at least for right now, these numbers sometimes change, but not always. The guest call-in number is 516-531-9521. 516-531-9521. If you want to talk to Doc Rob Photostop and tell him, hey, you don't have to say anything more. You said it all before. And, you know, do you kind of run out of things to say after a point? I'm always fascinated that somebody can go on the radio and just talk for 3 or 4 hours. Just finding something to talk about for 15 minutes or 30 minutes, which are the lengths of my episodes, you know, I really wouldn't want to try to do this for 3 hours. So, but now if you're getting paid, you know, and you're a popular show and you get paid to do it, well, there you go. Go ahead and do it. But anyway, so, yeah. What happened in the last couple years? What's happening right now? Other than the big getting married and trying to advance a career forward a little bit, and I succeeded in that. Right after my last broadcast, you know, I was looking to promote around that time. And a few months after that last broadcast, I did promote and got a little bit better pay and better job and moved around a couple different, you know, options. Came back to my old job to help them out during a transition, and did not intend to stay there very long, and I didn't. I stayed there a little over a year, and then was able to promote again. So a couple different jobs, but ultimately not that many. It's all in the same agency. So, you know, it's not anything. You know, it's not like I was changing a whole bunch of different things. You know, it's just kind of moving around in the same group, same company. It's not a company, but it's a department. It's an agency, a civil servant, which I'm still doing and still kind of liking. Nothing wrong with it. Doesn't pay a lot, but you know, it's good work. It's needed work, and hopefully it'll either open up new doors or, you know, I mean, right now what I'm doing, I'm fine. And I plan, you know, unless there's a budget change or a shortfall or something. And like God knows we've talked about that before on these shows. So the financial situation, and if we keep doing the shows, we'll bring that kind of stuff back up, because that all that underlying economic, societal kind of upheavals that have been going on now for a while continue to go on. And if I did keep this show going or my blog, I'd want to talk about that more, because a lot of people aren't talking about it, and the messages aren't getting out there. Of course, Carl Denninger, market ticker over in Niceville, he's still around. He's still got his website up. I don't know if he's still here at Blog Talk Radio. When I discovered him, he turned me on to this and had a show for a while, but I'm not sure if he's still here. But he still has his website. You still see him on the different news channels and whatnot. Of course, Max and Stacy, Max Kaiser and Stacy Herbert, they're at RT now. They've moved around their networks, but they have a show there. They still have their Twitter feeds, and they still have an internet presence. And I believe they have also I think you have to subscribe to a podcast with them, but they're still getting the word out. Here are some of the other voices from back in the day that I still kind of try to find and listen to. We talked about Carl Denninger. How about Jim Rogers? You know, I still, from time to time, I'll find an interview with him. Still pretty much saying the same stuff he's been saying, really, for 20, 25 years. So that means the stuff's still happening. And if we talk about it, we talk about it. And if we don't, if this is the only show I do in 2017, hey, it's fun. It's an outlet. Word filler. I used to do that a lot. And I still kind of do. The little pauses. What I would do is, one of the features of Blog Talk Radio allows now, they didn't back in the day, going to upload little sound effects. I might play around with the options to enhance the sound, which is always fun. One thing that I did do last year, a lot of, which I'm not, you know, I haven't really followed sports much in the last couple of years, but some of the bigger events, Daytona 500, you know, the World Series, you know, Super Bowl, those kind of things, you generally will find them playing somewhere. You'll either watch them or I tried listening to them on the radio and enjoyed them. I forgot how much I love sports on the radio. I think I like it better than actually watching on television anymore. Even though TV's gotten better with the HD and the quality and the rest. In terms of coverage, commentary, that kind of stuff, I don't think TV necessarily is in a golden age of putting out content, especially when it comes to news and sports. Other, you know, series, episodic television and that stuff seems to be improving. When they were kind of not doing well for a while, their content and story writing and special effects and all that seems to be improving a little bit. I hope. I don't watch a lot of TV, so. But anyway, so radio. I enjoyed. It was a fun over the couple of years because you're moving around, going to different jobs or different locations. I moved a few times over the last 3 years, and so I was in the vehicle listening just to terrestrial radio. I had the satellite radio in a car, a three-month trial, and tried that out for a few months, enjoyed it, you know, enjoyed listening. So, and I hope if you're listening, I hope you enjoyed listening to me. Talk a long way around the barn, which that's what I do. You start talking, you end up coming all the way around. Kind of like in astronomy. You're going to go around the sun, and the earth will spin around, and the moon goes around us. So they all come back. Everybody shows up, and you either make it back around or you don't. So, yeah, that's what I did. Back to it and letting you know I'm still here. And I hope you're still there or where you want to be. And we're in the last about 40 seconds left in the show. Thank you so much for listening. This is show one in 2017. Will there be a show two? There just might be. We will wonder on that as we think about how to get our voices heard if you want to be heard. So that's all it's about. Take care. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the springtime. And I hope your weather is as nice as it is here. And if you are around the panhandle, stop by and say, yo, hello, or goodbye.